You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Drama zaps energy, steals focus, and is the arch enemy to success. So let's defeat some drama now. Thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate your time. I know you're super busy. So today I'm going to be talking about your leadership balancing act. And I've had the privilege to have a really unique perspective because I get to work with so many different businesses and I get to see inside the inner workings of those businesses and I get to see the results of many different leadership strategies. So as I work with clients to create a formula to help them eliminate drama in their workplace, I get to see the impact of what's going on inside that business and the different leadership styles. So I'm going to share kind of what I've witnessed, and you'll get the advantage of that. So as I look back over a 20 plus years, I have reached a conclusion. The drama happens when leaders are too far in either direction along the spectrum of leadership strategies. And I now know for certain, leadership is the greatest balancing act. So what do I mean by that? I'm so visual, and so everything to me is a spectrum. So I see across kind of a horizontal line. So there are extremes on either end of that line. And I want to ask you to ponder as I talk about the different, spectrums that I've witnessed, where do you fall along the leadership spectrum? So I've worked with leaders who provide no instruction for how to conduct work, leaving everyone to scramble as they design work and coordinate efforts on the fly. Others are micromanagers dictating every action and leaving no room for creative problem solving or the design of a new path towards a predetermined end goal. The business in those circumstances, and I've seen it often, is limited by the perspectives, ideas, background, insight, and experiences of the leader or the business owner alone. So no one else gets to have a say. I've seen leaders communicate everything and communicate nothing. Communicate too much, and you have an uneasy team reacting to the whims of what ultimately is a passing thought or idea. You know, if you're communicating, you get this like big, and entrepreneurs very often are all excited about that big shiny object that they just saw or that new fabulous idea. And if everything gets communicated before you've made a decision, your team doesn't know which way is up. But communicate too little, and employees are operating in the dark, unaware of how their roles help to meet the current mission, with no view of future plans or how the roles fit together. Employees cope by creating assumptions to fill in the blanks where facts should live. And as I've stated many times in other episodes, our assumptions are rarely filled with sunshine and butterflies. For some reason, most humans have this tendency towards fearful assumptions of doom and gloom when they are kept in the dark. So you communicate little with your employees, they start thinking, there's a conspiracy against me, or they're trying to keep information from me, or there's something's going on that's going to impact my world and they just don't want to tell me, or they're being manipulative, or someone else is getting an advantage that I'm not. So it's not they're thinking, oh, I'm sure that they're making great decisions for the organization. It's just not like that, unfortunately. I've seen everything from collaborative leadership styles where they've reserved no decision to the full discretion of the business owner, to dictatorships where there's zero opportunity for input. At one extreme is a team too rich with power and influence. At the other is a business that moves at a snail's pace as employees sit motionless waiting for the specific direction of a leader for even the smallest initiative. I've seen everything from the leader who designed processes with intention and expected they be followed without error and regardless of logic with no opportunity for change, to the disorganized team that creates process on the fly and day to day you don't know how work's going to get done. I've been witness to the effects of the tyrant who disciplines employees for every misstep. The resulting culture generates a team of employees walking on eggshells, hiding mistakes, and engaging in duck and cover to just get through the day. On the flip side are the leaders who fear holding employees accountable for even basic standards of work and instead spend their days cleaning up messes and making sense of chaos. I've helped leaders who feel any kind of acknowledgement or show of gratitude is overkill. After all, their employees are receiving a paycheck, right? And I've helped others pull back on the reins when the thank yous were on overdrive. Their praise was reminiscent of my years potty training toddlers when you're praising them over every little thing. And you have to at that age. You know, but after a certain age, we should get kudos for going above and beyond and not just for completing, you know, not just for showing up to work or completing the most basic task. Certainly gratitude is great, but you want to reserve it for things that are truly worthy. Now, if you're in your business and you're saying, well, nothing's worthy. No, there are things worthy. You've set the bar too high. In every instance, it was movement towards the middle that created harmony and productivity in the organizations I serve. I've edged them towards that middle with a caution to avoid swinging that pendulum too far to the other side. It does tend to be part of the process, however. It's so difficult to land square on the mark of the center, that central balance point. It's a great goal to shoot towards, not a place to live 100% of the time. Perfection is rarely, if ever, achievable. But I want to ask you to take a moment and evaluate your leadership style. Where do you fall on the spectrum of leadership strategies for communication, acknowledgement, accountability, autonomy, structure, training, and more? The land of no drama exists in that elusive area of communicate, but not too much. Discipline, but not too harsh. Empower them, but not all the way. So finding that balance is where is the key to creating that drama-free environment. So stop and think. Where are you on all those different variables? And how can you move yourself towards that center so you have a good leadership balance and a drama-free team? That's it. So the list will be on the show notes. Go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site, and from there you'll find the episode 45 show notes. As always, I'd love to hear from you. Submit your own question. If you have a current drama challenge, just send it to me and I'll create some customized solutions for you and communicate them on a future episode. Just go to that submit your question button. You can either record it or send me your information and you can use an alias. That's fine. So that is it for today. Until next time, make it a great day.